producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been really waiting for the jury to come out on medical marijuana and when doctors will start, you know, supporting it. And apparently we have a little study going in our favor in terms of chronic pain. And we have a study that says medical marijuana seems safe for chronic pain. And remember, it's one thing to be effective, but it's another thing for there to be a safety profile. So this one study may help out a little bit. Now, keep in mind, even though, relax, even though I am for medical marijuana, marijuana being slowly introduced into some medical regimens, I still caution everybody to make sure we have an infrastructure, all right, in place, okay, before everybody starts legalizing it all over the place. I.e. how we handle work-related injuries, how we handle car accidents, kids getting a hold of it, how we prevent more black market and crappy stuff being bought because the government-controlled marijuana seems to be more expensive, that kind of thing. Okay, I still want infrastructure in place, but I'm a fan of us looking at more natural remedies and plants that we have on this beautiful earth. A huge fan, and would definitely like to see more research pursued. So they say people who use marijuana to ease their pain did not have an increased risk of serious side effects compared to people with pain who didn't use marijuana. But medical marijuana users were more likely to have less serious side effects. These side effects include headache, nausea, sleepiness, dizziness. In terms of a side effect profile, we felt the drug had a reasonably good safety profile. They say if you compare those effects to other medications, he said, that's the argument. This is Dr. Mark Ware, Director of Clinical Research for the Allen Edwards Pain Management Unit at McGill University Health Center. You know, here's the thing. Okay, if I can put this as plainly as it is. Okay, nobody's going to put their butt on the line saying, look, you can take a medicine and it's safe. None of us will. Your family doctor is not going to say, go ahead and take marijuana. Because as soon as you do something and the media finds out that there was marijuana anywhere related to that, they're going to make a big deal. Okay? Same thing with safety profiles of it. Okay, you have somebody that while they're smoking pot, they, let's say, have a heart attack. And even though marijuana should not have any relationship to a heart attack, somebody's going to make a big deal about it that, well, they were smoking pot when they had a heart attack. So, although that would be a very interesting study. Has anybody ever had a heart attack while smoking pot? And do marijuana smokers have less chances of having heart attacks, or do they stave them off? I'd really like to know that too. I'm very, very interested in that and coronary blocking. You'd think there wouldn't be a relationship, but it's just not something you hear. Again, we don't hear about it a lot because it hasn't been studied. So, participants appeared to exercise some pain relief through their use of the drug. Researchers also showed improvements in mood and quality of life of the marijuana users. Now, some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I'm not going to be smoking pot. I'm not going to be having a heart attack anytime soon. I'm not going to be having diabetes. I'm fine with my pharmaceuticals. Why does this relate to me? Well, the one thing that unfortunately I think a lot of us are going to be later incurring is pain. And the way we are managing pain and the way we are approaching pain is not good, okay? We have doctors overprescribing narcotics. We have people taking narcotics to the point that it doesn't even cut it. We have government agencies and medical boards and pharmacy boards on doctors' butts to stop prescribing it. There's now all these rules and regulations that doctors have to follow. I had a patient who followed up from the ER. Doctor only gave him 5 pills, told them to follow up with me. Luckily, I have same-day appointments. They were like, my other doctor, I couldn't get in with for 5 weeks, so I came to see you. So, I mean, how much longer will I be able to have same-day appointments available if people are not getting the medication in the ER and they have to follow up with somebody immediately because those 5 pills barely got them through the weekend? So, and again, I'm not saying I'm going to tell everybody to smoke pot, by no means. But we seriously need to figure out how we're going to manage pain. Dr. Dahlia, they don't need to take narcotics. They can take Tylenol or they can take Motrin. No. How much Tylenol can you take before you start to mess with your liver? And Tylenol is not anti-inflammatory. Tylenol is a nice pain reliever, and it'll reduce the fever. It does nothing for inflammation. Well, the anti-inflammatories do. Your naproxen does. Your Motrin does. All right. Well, that's fine and dandy. That's wonderful. Okay. But how many times a week can you take that until it starts to raise your blood pressure, starts to destroy your kidneys, starts to thin your lining of your GI tract? So there's really no answer. And things are hurting. We got some rain in Las Vegas a couple days ago. It made national news. We got rain. And a lot of it. All right? I didn't get to see much of it because I was inside working for most of it. But I knew it was raining a lot because when I tried to talk to a patient, I tried to cross my legs, you know, and sit ladylike. I couldn't do it. I could not bring one leg over the other. My hips were aching. And now today I'm fine. I could cross my legs. The problem is when I was little, I never crossed my legs. My mom was like, cross your legs and sit like a lady. I'm like, I don't want to sit like a lady. She's like, well, no skirts for you. So she never let me wear skirts because I didn't really sit like a lady. I guess some of you, you're very used to crossing your legs. But for me, if there's any barometric pressure, if there's any issues, I'm having a bad day. So, you know, you're going to get pain. Whether it's arthritis, whether it's spinal stenosis, whether it's degenerative disc disease, whether it's gout, there's pain issues, unfortunately. And if the normal pharmaceuticals don't cut it and the over-the-counters are not safe enough, we need to figure something else out. So, you know what? It's an interesting study. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And Don, don't go away, Don. I want to talk to you on the next break. Okay, Don? Don, you there? Awesome. Thanks. So, lot going on, lot in the news. Let's just get right to it. They say gay and bisexual men are twice as likely to get skin cancer because they use sunbeds more often. Six times more likely to use sunbeds. And researchers looked at sexuality and tanning bed use of over 200,000 people. And they found that gay men were up to six times more likely than heterosexual men to take part in indoor tanning and more likely to have a history of melanoma and non-melanoma cancers. By contrast, gay and bisexual women were half as likely as heterosexual women to report both indoor tanning and non-melanoma skin cancer. So scientists at the University of California, San Francisco studied nearly 200,000 men and women from across the U.S. Study lead Dr. Sarah Aaron said the UV rays of sunbeds could seriously damage a person's health. One likely cause is more skin cancer among gay and bisexual men is greater exposure to the UV radiation. Many people, especially younger people, associate tanning with health and attractiveness, and unfortunately that myth has serious consequences. Now, skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in the U.S., with more than 5 million people treated. Now, I find that very interesting. Lung cancer is, I've always thought, to be the number one form of cancer. But now that we're having, you know, less people smoke, now that we're having better imaging, and with skin cancer, melanoma is not the top killer. It's very highly lethal. But we have tons of different types of skin cancer. And these types of skin cancer, little basal cell, little squamous cell, etc., these things are now easily treated. So I could see how they're saying skin cancer is the most common type because you have so many people having these little baby skin cancers that get taken off. Unfortunately, melanoma is one of the deadliest, and it has more than doubled in those with a history of sunburn. And we're not talking sunburn last week. We are talking sunburn as a kid, and then it comes back to haunt you. They say, like most cancers, it is more common with increasing age, but malignant melanoma rates are disproportionately high in younger people. More than a third of all cases of malignant melanoma occur in people under age 55. So, doctors everywhere are telling people to look for the signs. We've already reviewed them, the A, B, C, D, E, and F. A is asymmetry. Take a look at yourself. If you got a mole and you draw a line through it, and it doesn't look even from one side to the other, that's an irregular asymmetric mole. B, the border. If the border's not nice and smooth, it looks a little jagged, it looks a little smeared, that could be an early skin cancer. C, color. If the color is changing, you don't have one nice smooth color like a freckle, but you got a couple different colors on it, that could be a sign of melanoma. Remember, the cancer is melanocytes going a little crazy. And so a little chaotic. So you're not going to have uniformity with the symmetry, the border, the color. D, diameter. Some of these things will start getting big. And they'll easily be a centimeter plus in size. You start to see that, bigger than a pencil eraser, you got to get that looked at immediately. E, for evolving or elevating. And where the mole keeps changing, you're like, wait a second, it didn't look like this last month. It's evolving. Or if it starts to elevate and get higher, or get deeper. And then F is, you know, fast. Okay? I know a lot of you guys think F stands for something else. Usually it is what you say when you think you have one. But F is the fast, the speed. So, all right, now, some of you are probably going, okay, I don't understand this. Hey, you know, people are going to, you know, stereotype. They're making an issue that gay people are more likely to get cancer, and it shouldn't matter if they're gay or not. All right, this is where we in medicine are always doing a dance, okay? I was trained that race in the beginning, okay? In the beginning, I was trained, you find out the race. You find out their ethnicity. It's very important to know if they're Irish. It's important to know if they're black. It's important to know if they're Jewish. It's important to know if they're gay because of certain risk factors and certain things that, you know, you aren't going to look really for Tay-Sachs in a Catholic, but you'll look for that in a Jew. Or you'll look for sickle cell disease in a black boy, but you may not look for it in a white boy. So you would, when you presented a patient, you say, I have a 45-year-old black male, I have a 55-year-old white Irish female. So the Irish would then make you think, okay, well, you know, this person could like alcohol. And later in my training, you had some doctors going, no, stop that. Stop it. You don't sit there as medical students and try to figure out if somebody's going to be a drinker because they're Irish, or somebody's going to be at risk for heart disease because they're black. Okay? You treat everybody the same. You're going to look at everybody the same. You're going to screen for alcohol in all of them. And it made sense. That logic made sense. But where a good doctor comes out of that, all right, is somebody that, A, make sure, you know, you screen everybody for the same thing. Okay, so, you know, we should be asking everybody, do you, you know, use tanning beds. Tanning beds are bad. Okay, all right, fine. However, where things go wrong is when doctors are very busy. Nurse practitioners are busy. Mid-levels are busy. And so they're seeing somebody for a variety of things. And then you find out they're of a certain ethnicity or sexual orientation or creed, and you'll go, well, now, wait a second. Have you been screened or evaluated for X, Y, and Z? And so sometimes we bring back in medicine the demographics, because it will remind the practitioner to ask about things. I mean, when I see a Hispanic patient, you bet your butt I'm going to immediately ask about diabetes in the family. Now, I ask everybody about diabetes, but when I have a Latino patient, I bring up diabetes first and foremost, because I want to remind myself to not forget about it. All right. You know, and I doubt I would forget about screening diabetes, but you have people that come in with paper cuts. You have people that come in with, swollen elbows. You have people coming in with, you know, they need their ingrown toenail removed before anything. Has anybody taught you about your diabetes risk? Yeah. You know, most of the people in my family have diabetes. All right. You know, there was a study that came out saying, you know, people with HIV or bisexual or not HIV, I'm sorry. People that have, HIV more prone to AIDS. Have you been screened for it? Have you gotten a pneumonia shot? Have you gotten, you are going to have to, as a medical provider, you know, start to go down the line of questioning, because I'm coming into the doctor as a white Jewish woman. Okay. They're going to be bringing up mammogram and pap smear. And it's not, you know, discriminatory, okay? You know, I got a vagina. They're going to have to ask about that. So if gay and bisexual men are twice as likely to get skin cancer, we as doctors better get our butts in gear and make sure we're reminding everybody to get skin cancer screens. And if you ask and the patient goes, well, actually, yeah, I love using tanning beds. So, you know, you need to remind them and you need to educate them that there could be more exposure to melanoma. So I'm, it's interesting on, you know, as the years go back and forth and I get the students, you have some students not even taking part in asking about ethnicity, et cetera. And then another year comes and they're like, okay, well, I want to know, you are mixed race. So you have white, Hispanic, black, and they're putting that down in the history. And that's exactly, I think the right thing to do. I think that if you are going to take care of a person individually, you need to know who that individual is and what their risk factors could be. Right? You know, you have a child who has, pretty severe anemia and these prickly pains and going through these, you know, uncontrollable bouts of, you know, pain, and you got to run a sickle cell on them. You know, so don't embrace the racist. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Embrace it. And, any of you guys, any gals, guys, whatever, that use tanning beds overly, frequently, please, I want you seeing a dermatologist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid is suing an exercise equipment company for $50,000 after losing sight in his right eye in a workout accident. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid was exercising with a resistance band. Oh, sorry, my volume's on. Sorry. All right, somebody's got the power. Hold on. There we go. I was watching some YouTube videos and, you know, listening to some Beyonce. Leave me alone. Anyway, All right, unfortunately, I believe it was New Year's Day last year. He was working out with some resistant bands. And he unfortunately had a snap type of injury that caused an orbital fracture. And from what we understand, he is now blind in his right eye. He and his wife are suing the companies that produce TheraBand for $50,000, according to a legal complaint dug up by Nevada-based journalist John Ralston in the Las Vegas Law blog, they said, according to Daily Mail. Reed was exercising in his bathroom on New Year's Day 2015 when the TheraBand broke or slipped out of Mr. Reed's hand, causing it to spin around, strike his face on a cabinet. Reed broke the bones in his ribcage as well as the eye. See, as a result of the TheraBand breaking or slipping out of his hand, plaintiff Harry Reed has suffered and continues to suffer from severe pain and injuries, including but not limited to loss of vision in his right eye, a concussion, broken orbital bones, severe disfigurement and bruising to his face, hand injuries, facial lacerations, scarring, and broken rib. It was 20 days before Reed could return to his job in the Senate, and he still had to, I guess, skip the State of the Union. His face was bruised and bandaged. And then in March, he announced his retirement. I'm wondering, you know, because they talk about in the lawsuit how it might hinder his ability to make money in the future. I'm wondering why it's only $50,000. Because obviously they make a lot more money, you know, being in the Senate. He says he's also suffering from loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life. He has seen some improvements. He says he's getting better. He's been doing exercises, but he does not think he's going to regain vision in his right eye. So we'll keep you posted on that. I mean, there was a lot of controversy over what happened, okay? You know, there was some concern, you know, why was he exercising in the bathroom? There's usually, you know, areas when you work out where you don't have, you know, cabinetry nearby. Why was, you know, did something else happen to his eye and that's how he lost vision? But you see in the pictures, he clearly suffered some trauma. I mean, significant trauma. I don't really work out with TheraBands. You know, the idea of them snapping to that scares me, but I've never heard of this happen. I didn't really hear of this happen until this case. So we'll keep you posted. But scary to think that you could lose your eye from, you know, from exercising. I do suggest when you do exercise, you make sure you do it in a very, very open room. Things happen. You could get dizzy. You could fall. You know, people sometimes unfortunately have, you know, issues, you know, mini strokes, et cetera, when they work out. You need to be careful. You need to make sure you're in an area where if you do fall, you don't cause more damage. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, there's been a study out where sex dramatically increases fertility. Now, some of you guys would be like, well, no, duh. Of course, you need to have sex to be fertile. But they say a new report shows that sexually active women have a much better chance of getting pregnant than those who remain abstinent. Why? Because I guess the juices are flowing. Researchers from Indiana University have shown that sexual activity leads to physiological changes in the body of the woman that increases her chances of getting pregnant. The report was recently published in the journal Fertility and Sterility and the journal Physiology and Behavior. Lead author, all right, look at the study. Her name is Tierney Lornes. Says it's a recommendation that partners trying to have a baby should engage in regular intercourse to increase the woman's changes of getting pregnant, even during the, quote, non-fertile periods. Although it's unclear how it works, this research is the first to show that the sexual activity may cause the body to promote types of immunity that support conception. It's a new answer to an old riddle. How does sex that doesn't happen during the fertile window still improve fertility? I don't know. All right. All I know is you have sex a lot, you're going to increase your chances. But, you know, maybe there's also this hormone thing that could be going on. Maybe you have more, let's say, they say here you had higher helper T cells and the proteins that T cells use to communicate. There was one paper looked at that. Another one looked at different antibody levels. So maybe the immune system has a part to do with it. You know, we tell people that if you want to boost your immune system, have sex. All right. The conclusions could influence advice on how to engage in sexual intercourse for couples trying to get pregnant. It could also help treat people with autoimmune disorders. So maybe, you know, we're looking at medical marijuana and, you know, helping treat people with issues. Maybe what we need to do is bring up a lot of sex. I tell patients to have sex. There's sometimes when you tell a patient not to. Like, remember that man that sued his heart doctor? Not the man, but the wife of the man who cheated on her in a menage a trois that sued his heart doctor? That was very frustrating for a lot of his doctors because he was supposed to tell the patient to not have sex until he got his cardiac testing. Patient had sex, okay, cheated on his wife, dies, wife sues, doctor has to pay out $1 million. So you do have doctors say no sex. Okay, let's just play it safe, just no sex. But I think once we hopefully don't see any other doctors get sued for telling patients to not have sex, you'll have doctors say, you know what, do it. It's great exercise. It's good cardio, right? You work up a good sweat. You have fun. You use a lot of muscles. Well, supposedly, you got to do more than a missionary position. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Snoring and sleep apnea are linked to diabetes risk in older adults. Seniors with nighttime breathing issues like snoring or sleep apnea often have high blood sugar and may be almost twice as likely as sound sleepers to develop type 2 diabetes. Findings from 6,000 U.S. adults who were followed for up to 10 years suggest that doctors may want to monitor blood sugar in older patients with sleep disordered breathing. Recent evidence suggests that diabetes patients have higher prevalence of sleep disturbances. I think it's all related. You have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have obesity, get a sleep study. All right? Sleep apnea is when you have times in your sleep where you're not breathing. The airway closes, you just stop breathing entirely. Breathing will resume abruptly when your body's mechanisms kick into place, hopefully. I think some people that never wake up, it's a sleep apneic episode that you don't recover from. When somebody's waking up out of sleep apnea, they go, that kind of thing, loud snort, choking sound. These repeated breathing interruptions can occur up to 30 times per hour, have been linked to daytime sleeplessness, and increased risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, heart failure, irregular heartbeat, diabetes, and death. Now, that's scary stuff. Sleep apnea is some scary stuff. And I think it's really underestimated by people. They're like, you know what? Yeah, he snores. Okay, snoring is one thing. But snoring is a sign that you're not getting enough oxygen into your system. Okay? This is, you know, you need oxygen and you need a lot of it. People are going to oxygen bars, yet they don't want to get screened for sleep apnea. You stopping breathing in your sleep, it causes stress. So I'm not surprised that there's some relationship with diabetes, etc. So there's been the studies on sleep disorders and diabetes. They've been looking at young, middle-aged adults, older adults. And one study looked at 5,800 people. They were 65 or older every 6 months through 1999. The research asked the seniors whether anyone had observed them having episodes of sleep apnea. A lot of times you got to have somebody watch you. And if they're asleep, I mean, I don't watch my husband sleep because I'm usually asleep before him. And they found that their insulin, the level that regulates blood sugar and their fasting blood levels, all right, went up for those that were having sleep apnea. So I would say get yourself checked. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. You can follow us at Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say women, according to the study, okay, are forced to pay almost $2,000 more in some cities for mammograms. And there's such a disparity of prices that people don't understand where the higher costs are coming from. They say women can pay anywhere from $43 to $1,898 to discover if they have breast cancer, which experts have said shows how broken the U.S. healthcare system is. This comprehensive study by Castlight Health of Healthcare Procedures has revealed huge price differences between cities. In New York City, where the most expensive mammograms in the country were found, prices vary between $130 and $1,898. That's $1,898. I don't get that. Giovanni Colella, chief executive of Castlight Health, said this study has data that is vital to understanding how broken the U.S. healthcare system is, and we sincerely hope that employers and consumers take notes. The only way that employees and their employers can even begin to manage healthcare spending is by understanding how much it costs. A mammogram is an x-ray of a breast and can help to find breast cancer even before there are obvious signs. So in Dallas, the city has the widest range of mammogram costs. It can be anywhere from $50 to $1,045. So the top 10 least expensive places to get your mammogram is Dallas at $50, Tampa $53, Tulsa $65, Detroit $66, Nashville $67, Hartford $72, San Diego $74, Chicago $83, Orlando, $84, Los Angeles, $86. Yet the most expensive is Seattle at $572, Norfolk, $581, Indianapolis, $604, Washington, $663, Philadelphia, $758, Boston, $838 for a mammogram, San Francisco, $860, Los Angeles, $954, Dallas makes this list at $1,045, and New York City, $1,898. So, now, okay, I understand that New York City rent is going to be a hell of a lot more expensive than Tulsa, Oklahoma rent. So I get that. But what I don't get is the wide variation within a city. Okay? I mean, you want to set up a mammogram center in San Francisco, or you want to set something like that up in New York, you are going to pay buku bucks for real estate. And it's going to be very expensive. And if the insurance company only, you know, reimburses you, you know, $45 for the mammogram, you are going to have to be a mammogram mill to barely even make your rent. So I understand how things are going to be more expensive and the price point is going to be higher. But I don't get it. Within the same city. I understand there's real estate within cities too, but I'd like to see where that plays out. You know, is it quote unquote greed, like a lot of the media likes to make it appear, or is it, you know, this is how we're justifying the cost? They said in New York it was discovered there was a 76 times difference between what consumers paid to have a cholesterol panel done, ranging anywhere from $14 to $1,000. Over the past year, the average price of the test rose in all but one of 30 cities, and I guess it went up 214% in Sacramento. In Washington, the price of a brain CT scan ranged from $78 to $1,673. $78 for a brain CAT scan, that's a damn good price, let me just say that. In New York City, the price of an MRI varied from $334 to $3,900. In Chicago, a routine exam by a primary care physician, $50 to $423. The average cost of a preventive primary care visit was highest in Minneapolis at $228, three times more than Miami at $96. Now, a lot of you are probably confused. Is this cash price? Is this what people are paying for cash? You get a physical for $50? You know, a $50 physical, wow. You know, and there's a lot of places that do it. We all scratch our head. We don't know how they do it. You know, like in my office, we do your CDLs, you know, for $50. All right. Those are time consuming. There's a lot of liability with them. But we understand our drivers. We love our truckers. We, you know, and you know, we try to give breaks to as many people as we can. But we will not be able to fix the price disparity and the inconsistency when it comes to patient pricing until we figure out how to deal with insurance companies. Now, I'm not saying insurance companies are the bad guys. Insurance companies are the only thing keeping us afloat. All right, you know, they're the only ones, you know, stepping in to pay. And remember, they're the ones negotiating prices for you. But it's a system that is so redundant. It's a system that's so expensive. I really wish I could have practiced in the good old days where you just give me $20 or $25 or, yeah, you know, bring in the chicken. I'll take it. That's fine. And it was enough. But, you know, we have an X-ray machine. To maintenance that X-ray machine, to pay for that X-ray machine, all right? It's extremely expensive. So, not a lot of people are going to have an X-ray machine. But if a patient wants to have an X-ray there and they don't want to go to the ER and wait for an X-ray, why doesn't a company get to charge? All right? You know, well, we have an X-ray here. All right? If it saves you the time and the trouble of being in an ER and you have the speed, is it worth paying more? But a doctor can't charge more or get paid more because everything goes through insurance. So if insurance wants to knock the price of that X-ray down to $25, they'll do that, and the doctor just has to take it, you know, bent over. So we doctors are at the mercy of insurance companies. And most insurance companies pay very poorly. And the only way medical offices stay open is if there's the rare insurance company that pays a little better, or your patient that pays cash. And we've talked about this. Cash-paying patients, people used to think if I don't have insurance, I'm going to get discriminated against. Not all the time. Somebody walks in that actually has cash that will pay upright, so the doctor doesn't have to see the patient for free and hope they get paid later on down the line, you know, 30% of what they wanted, you know, many times you will be able to get in. However, another thing I've been hearing, which is very, very frustrating for a lot of people, is there's some oncology offices throughout the country that cannot take you if you don't have insurance. And if you don't have any sort of insurance, they can't take you. And 'cause cancer costs, you know, it's expensive. The money, the chemotherapy agents are expensive. And unless you have a system where you could prepay, they don't bill you. And again, you know, these medical offices, they have to run as a business. You can only do so much for free. So, you know, patients are stuck without getting care. Doctors are stuck not being able to pay their bills. It's a very, very bad situation. Unfortunately, the option that many people come up with is, well, then let you socialize it. Let the government take over. They can handle it. They do things a lot better than everybody else. No, I don't think that's a viable option at all. But people are going to be looking to the government. The worse this gets, because they're going to want the government to step in and say, look, a mammogram is $50 across the board. Okay, well, let's say they do that. A mammogram is $50. You're only allowed to charge $50 for the mammogram. What's going to end up happening is that very expensive Manhattan office that has a mammogram machine probably won't be able to afford to have that office. And now you're going to have to drive, you know, upstate to get your mammogram. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.